never went to her house. Got in trouble for going to that part of town after my parents found out I snuck under the, you know, through the gutters and everything, go to these projects, because it was in the projects was next to where we lived. And I didn't, it's been at second grade, I didn't think of anything dangerous or anything. Just, oh, friend close, she lives close. I can go through this path and get there. And then here, just a few years later, she's about to take my face off just because I'm white. And so these things, and I know there's stories on the other side. Do you know what I'm saying? So this was going on in our culture, at my age especially. And so we have to go back and we have to repent for our part. How did I think about that? What did I say? Did I ever use words that would hurt somebody, you know, and really hate that? Did I laugh at it? Like if somebody said something negative, I didn't say it, but they did. And I really had to break the power of all that. I really had to hate what God hates. That's how you get free from generational curses. You hate what God hates, and you bring correction and direction in your own home with your own children. Amen? So it's really a matter of getting real. That's why Tuesday night's called Make It Real. It's a matter of getting, it's not about pointing at everybody else. Pointing at somebody else does nothing at all to help you get free from generational curses, okay? Satan loves it. Satan loves it. If he can get you pointing at someone else, he can keep you from getting free. He can keep the blood of Christ from applying to your situation. If you keep blaming your spouse, you might have the worst spouse in the world, or you might be divorced from the lousiest, no good, did nothing right person in the entire world. But if you focus all your attention on blaming them, then you don't get spiritual law where one believing spouse sanctifies the children, makes them holy. You don't get the understanding that God is the father to the fatherless, and he is the husband to the one without a husband. And you, there's no excuse for the devil to beat your butt once you're a born again believer. Amen? So you got to quit all that. That's just Satan diverting you from dealing with you. You are your problem. You, not her or him or them, but you, that's the good news. The good news is you can do something about you. You can do something about you. Quit trying to do something about them and him and her and do something about you. And you'll find out as you start getting free, it will begin to change the dynamics of relationships around you. It will begin to change the dynamics. Then you will begin to have authority in your prayers. You'll begin to pray for your children and begin to see things that seem impossible happen. No matter how long they've been living terrible, quit thinking about how they've been. Think about who God is. It starts with getting righteous. It starts with being in right standing with God in that area of your life, and that's getting free from delusion, breaking these things. Don't let the devil condemn you. Don't let him make you think everybody else is condemning you. If everybody in this place condemns me, I'm not leaving. I'm not going anywhere unless God takes me there. Amen? I'm not letting anything get me out of God's will. If I'm supposed to, I just signed up for school, I won't tell you, and some of the things I really don't necessarily agree with, and I know I'm supposed to sign up, but it doesn't matter. I'm going to learn what I'm supposed to learn. I'm going to die where I have to die. I'm going to be changed where I have to be changed, and I'm going to come out of it more like Christ. Yeah, I'm learning where I don't have a sphere of influence, I have to be quiet. I'm learning where people don't see things biblically and they're blind there because I don't have a sphere of influence, I have to be quiet. I don't have the problem of not speaking. That's not my problem. My problem is the self-control gift. That's really, God goes, no, don't you type that. Don't you type that on a Facebook page. Don't put the hands back. Count to five. Get off that thing. And then sometimes I'm there. You don't know how many I typed. And right before post, God's like, don't do it. Don't you post that. But God, I'm speaking the truth. It's in love. Yeah, but it's not the time. You are not a sphere of influence. You are just going to get them provoked. Delete or race. Then just put God bless. You know. Now you go, now if you get a God bless, does she really agree with me or does she not? Who cares? Amen. God's in charge. I'm just saying, so, but some of you, you want to be evasive. You want to be, I just won't tell anybody else. Stay in my... No, you're just on the devil win. What does God want you to do? 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 I am led by the Spirit of God. Those who are sons and daughters of God are led by the Spirit of God. Amen? We don't have any more time for tonight, but what I want us to do is really start breaking down generational curses. Renounce the evil, see where you let it in, take it as far as you can, and then all you have to do is recognize that that sin was put on that cross and it has no power. And then you cancel it out of your generational line. If your children have already opened the door to it, they're going to have to renounce it themselves. But it'll make it easier. Okay? So it's not like, oh, I can just be God for my children and they'll have no sin issues because I break this off. You might think, you know, you could be in a generation where, okay, you didn't give into it because of determination. But you can actually still open the door, like for sexual sin or alcoholism or all that, and it'll come on your children. And then it was just self-righteousness, not real repentance and renouncing and humility and compassion and taking it to the cross. But it was you thought you kept it off of you. And Satan just used that to bring it on your children. And so instead of breaking the curse, it just skipped to the next line to hurt you just as much. And so then you just start over there. Lord, forgive me for this. Forgive me for not seeing this. Forgive me for pretended faith. Set me free here. Heal me here. And Lord, I'm just putting this in your hands and watch God work. He wants to set our kids free. He wants to set our spouses free. He wants to deliver us from all evil. He's so good about it. Amen. And just be obedient to what he shows you. Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, over these next 2 weeks, Lord, we just thank you as you begin to reveal things to people, as they begin to hate what you hate, and they begin to renounce these areas where they open the door to the enemy. They begin to renounce judgments and self-righteousness and pretended faith. And Lord God, that we can enter into that peace that passes understanding. Lord, that we can enter into that place of hearing you and you alone as you give us great wisdom, Lord God, to see situations turned around. And Father, and to break these strongholds. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.